Today on the Solo Cast, our big picture shift is loss versus gain. Our mindset hack is letting go of the big picture. And our habit check-in is how are you using your voice when you wake up? Hi, and welcome to the show. I'm Amy Edwards, your host, and I specialize in transforming our life, and I believe that our voice is the key to a lot of our power. So that is why we're here, to keep raising voices of people changing the world and help you raise yours higher and higher and higher till we're just flying off into, well, we're not flying off. We're still down to earth, but until we're just rising as high as we possibly can. Does that sound good? I agree. Thank you for being here. I am so excited that you're here. This show is something that I just believe with my whole heart in, and that is why I do it. I love it so much. I love connecting with people, and I love sharing, and I love using my voice to try to give something back to the world, to give something good to the world, to be a force for good. And so that is why I'm here. And I believe that we can all keep transforming our lives and becoming better and better all the time. So here we are. I'm excited to have a solo episode today and talk about three big things as we do. If you can leave a review for the podcast, I'd be ever so grateful. If you can leave it on Spotify, on Apple, subscribe, rate, review, and don't forget, you can sign up for my newsletter, which comes out every Monday and Thursday, and that is at amyedwards.com. And you can always talk to me too. Hit me on a DM at Real Amy Edwards on Instagram, or simply email me, amy at amyedwards.com. And I see all those emails. So please let me know, and I hope to read some out sometime too. If you have any questions, for sure ask. What else do I want to tell you? So I'm no longer with Hot Pie Media. And now we are independent. I say we, meaning me and Justin's show, Overcome with Justin Wren. And so I'm excited about that. And as I figure all that out and get more adept at our new process, because it was very abrupt from Hot Pie, which was kind of weird. But anyway, as we get more adept with where we are and how we're doing everything, I am running a series of interviews that are just some of my favorites that you might not have heard before or that I believe are so beneficial we could all listen again. I had Kimmy Inch this last week, and I've got another best of coming up this week. So anyway, I will be scattering some new ones in there too. It's just a process, you know, but my Monday ones will be coming at us as well. So thank you so much for being with me on this journey. And you know what? We just got to relax into it and just keep going all the time. That is what we're here for. Ooh, let's get to today's solo cast. I'm excited. Okay, first things first, I want to talk about a big picture shift. The big picture shift this week is just reframing how we think about things that we're giving up when we go into something new. Specifically, I have been thinking about my shift into full sobriety, meaning I'm not drinking at all or doing anything really. I mean, I do hoppe if that counts. It has some tobacco in it, I believe, but there's nothing else that I'm doing. And I have had moments of struggling where I think about the rest of my life not having alcohol or not doing any plant medicines or anything like that. And I just go, oh my God, can I do that? And I have to scale way, way back, which we're going to talk about in our mindset hack. But right now we're going with the big picture shift. And you think about the things you're giving up. Like, am I giving up fun? Am I, you know, it just comes from a place of lack rather than a place of gain. And I've had to shift that around and think, what am I gaining from this? So one thing that I think of with this too is so many times when people go into a relationship or get married, they think about they're losing their life, right? Instead of thinking, I am gaining this whole new thing, this amazing foray into intimacy and trust and partnership with this person. I have thought like that before. Obviously, I'm twice divorced. I've thought about like that kind of thing. So instead, it's about reframing that. And Justin and I have done that and reframed it into, what does this look like? Instead of thinking I'm giving up, you know, sex with other people for the rest of my life, I think what am I gaining here? I'm gaining intimacy in a whole new way and embracing what this can bring to my life, because I think it can bring a lot. And that's been really interesting to explore. So from a sobriety perspective, so many times we think, oh my gosh, I'm giving up the fun. But you know what? I hang out with somebody sober all the time, my partner, and I have a blast. So that's not true. I have to face that fact. That's not true. It's my own mindset that thinks that I'm losing something. So I decided to look up what I'm gaining. I spoke with a friend just the other day, and she was talking about how she has given up marijuana. And I think she said she was going on a year or two. I can't remember. And she said that that was really, really hard for her. And that is a very hard one to give up for so many people, especially as it's legalized now and it's just everywhere. And so she said that she had to shift her mindset around it and really recognize that her brain wasn't functioning at its optimal potential. And it was just interesting to hear her say what she had gained. And she was saying that her brain was functioning better. She could follow her own train of thought better, which, you know, I mean, it's a cliche, but when you go, what were we just talking about? She was like, I don't do that anymore. And she feels better. She can breathe better. There's so many benefits. So I decided to really look up some of these benefits, because on my interview with Amanda Kuda, which was a couple of weeks ago, if you missed it, highly recommended. And we talk about the benefits of giving up alcohol and how it can positively impact your system, not just right away, but how that alcohol stays in your system for literally years, and it has to fade out. And so we don't even know the full effects when we think we're giving up drinking for a month or several weeks. We're not getting the full benefits. So I wanted to look up that timeline. But first off, can I just talk about weed for a second too? Because apparently after you quit smoking weed, you can have still sleep disturbances, vivid dreams, that kind of things for several weeks after quitting. But then after about 4 weeks of quitting marijuana, your brain receptors return to normal function. Your memory, your mental acuity, and your attention span begin to improve, but you still can have some withdrawal and insomnia up to a year after quitting, apparently. People have cravings, all that kind of stuff, all that psychological use too, which I have with alcohol as well. So anyway, those things can continue to improve over time. And over the next year, you can see your brain and cognitive function improve. So I just wanted to say, you know, if you're thinking about it, what if you reframed it to, instead of giving something up, gaining something from your sobriety, gaining better brain function? You know, I mean, so many times we give up other things in order to gain, and we think of it as gain. So let's talk a little bit about alcohol. If you stop drinking for 1 month, your body starts to heal itself. Your mental health will improve. That's been a huge one for me. Huge. Because alcohol can exacerbate those feelings of depression and anxiety. It can deplete our serotonin and our dopamine. And so over time, we're going to get those back to normal levels. And I know for addicts, Justin has told me this, that it can take up to 2 years to get your levels back to normal. Whew. But also, other benefits that you will gain: decrease your liver fat by as much as 20%. Yuck, liver fat, yuck. You can lessen your levels of bad cholesterol, improve your sleep. You know that I think that's the key to life. You have a better ability to concentrate. Oh, lovely. Lower blood glucose levels. So if you continue that for 3 months or longer, you're even going to see more improvements in your mood and your physical health, because alcohol takes a toll on the body. And the longer you go without drinking, the better you're going to feel physically and mentally. So I just wanted to highlight some of these things. And I just wanted to say how exciting it is to get feedback from so many people who are doing this as well. So cool. So if you're thinking about it, don't think of it as giving something up. What are you gaining? Yeah. I have been going to Saving Face here in Austin to their laser lounge to get FemTouch, which is a vaginal laser rejuvenation. I want to tell you about it, but I can't even tell you all the benefits. So I'm going to let Claire, the incredible laser technician for FemTouch, tell you a little bit about it. And stick around too, because I have a discount code for you.
I'm Claire Elise, and I work here at Saving Face, and we've got this amazing treatment called FemTouch. Childbirth, menopause, and aging leave traces on various aspects of our physiology. Over time, natural vaginal changes are to be expected. Change of appearance, vaginal discomfort, loss of sensation, and other problems. FemTouch helps to maintain happy, healthy youthfulness to the vagina. A quick 10-minute painless treatment here at Saving Face can increase lubrication, lessen incontinence, as well as so much more, even eradicate UTIs.
I mean, how awesome is that? So I just got my second FemTouch treatment. It took, seriously, about 4 minutes. I timed it. And it didn't hurt at all. There's a little bit of heat, that's it. And Claire is absolutely lovely and walks you through every step so you feel super, super comfortable. So this is a game changer. And if you're interested, check it out on savingfaceaustin.com. You can call and talk to Claire. You can talk to them about it. And you can also get a discount with my discount code, which is ILOVEME. Be sure and use that. Check it out, you guys. It's FemTouch at Saving Face Austin. Next up, I love a good mindset hack. And this goes right along with the rest of it. Like I mentioned earlier, and I've talked about one day at a time before, but man, am I having to really embrace that. And I was talking to a friend the other day about not drinking. And she was like, so you're really not drinking? And I said, yeah. And she said, how long? And I said, I don't know. And the thought of my whole life just seemed way, way too big all of a sudden. And so I said that to her. I go, you know what? Thinking about it for like even a year or something sounds way too big. Think about doing anything, like working out every day for the rest of your life or something. It seems way too big. But then you go, can I do it today? And if the answer is yes, yes, right. I can do it today. I can do that today. And so I said to her, I go, you know, it's weird. I feel like it's too much. But then I think about, is it okay right now? Like, do I need a drink in my hand right now? No, I don't. I don't even want it. And then I'm like, so right now, it's totally fine. So the mindset hack here is just pulling way back, even past one day at a time. It's pulling all the way back to just right now. Like right now, when you think, oh my God, there's no way I can tell myself good things all the time. There's just no way. But can you do it right now? Like, what if you just told, yeah, like right now I can go, yeah, I'm doing great. You're killing it, Ames, or I'm beautiful, or whatever you need to hear. Yeah, right now, sure. So the mindset is scaling it way back to just right now. Pull it back to just right now. Ask yourself about right now. When you get caught up in the overwhelm of the big picture, just ask yourself about right now. Can you just do it right now? You don't even have to think about the rest of the day. You don't even have to think about 2 hours from now. Just think about right now. Can I just relax and trust that it's all going to get done right now, just in this moment? Yeah. How does that feel? Feels good. Do I feel good right now? Yeah, I feel good. Instead of thinking about, oh God, I have to feel good for the rest of my life. That's an impossible task. Believe me, I have thought that plenty of times. So can we just take a breath? And just like our breathing, we don't have to think about breathing for the rest of our lives. Oh my God, it sounds exhausting. I have to breathe every moment for the rest of my life. But you know what? Can I take a breath right now? Yes. So associate it with your breath and associate it right with the now. That's all you have to do. How easy is that? How beautiful is that? Just to scale it way back. And even the big things, like trusting the moment, trusting that it's all working out for our own good, trusting that everything is going to be okay. That sounds really big and overwhelming. But when you just think about it right in this moment, can I unconditionally love? Can I trust? Can I let go? Can I surrender? Yes. Yes, I can. Can I pick up my pen and write right now? Yes. That's all it is. That's all it is. Scale it way back. Shift your mindset to just right now. Habit check-in. All right. You know I love me some good habits. And I am fully convinced that one of the big keys, yes, it's sleep, but one of the other big keys is our voice and how we're using it. So I want to check in about your habits when you wake up in the morning and how you're using your voice. And probably falling asleep is a good one too. Maybe we'll do that one next week. So let's plan on that. So how are you using your voice when you wake up in the morning? And this means just your internal voice too. Or let's start with internal voice and then your external voice. Are you immediately thrown into what you have to do today? Are you immediately talking to yourself in your mind with all the things that you have to do right when your alarm goes off? So many times I have been the exact same way, but I have worked to create a new habit right when I wake up, and it involves just self-love. And I'm working on elaborating that to setting my intention for the day, setting my momentum for the day. So when you wake up, can you just start thinking something simple? I love myself. Life loves me. It doesn't even have to be today's going to be a great day or anything like that. It can be a vision of who you really want to be. I want to come from love today. I want to keep my heart open. I want to face challenges. I want to feel good. All those beautiful things. We have the power to use our voice to tell us those things. And maybe you sleep alone and you can whisper those out loud and start just keeping your eyes closed too. When you're in that state, I think it's theta, right between waking and sleeping, there's a lot of power in that. A lot of manifestation power, a lot of energetic power, a lot of power to influence our subconscious. So those thoughts start to seep into our subconscious. And as we progress throughout our day, those can start to fade a little bit. And that's okay. Just know that you're going to come back to it tomorrow and you're going to keep trying. You don't need to force it. You can just breathe and allow and be in the present. But as you do this day by day by day, it will fade less and less throughout the day. It's just like a muscle. It will strengthen. Isn't that rad? So I want you to check in with your habits of how you're waking up in the morning. Is it immediate chaos? Or could you set your alarm for 5 minutes earlier and lay there awake in that dreamlike state, influencing your subconscious and setting your momentum and your intention for the day? Finding your own voice and just letting it drift into those positive mindsets. I guess this is a combination of mindset hack and habit. But we have to make those mindsets a habit. Can't just do them sometimes. Well, we can, but you're not going to get as much of a benefit. You're not going to be strengthening that muscle as if you did it every single day. And the thing about it is, it's quite easy to do. I've been surprised how easily I have implemented this in my own life. And now it's second nature when I wake up. I start cycling through those things. I've actually started to implement prayer that I talked about last week. I've started to implement some prayer in there too, and just feeling good prayer. Not lamenting prayer, but feeling good prayer. Gratitude. And you're setting those things into yourself as you move forward, as you look forward. I can feel it in my heart right now, just as we're talking about it. This right now that we're talking about is getting into us and doing good things. 100%. So remember, as it fades throughout the day, that's okay. You don't have to force it. You don't have to feel like a failure. You're not. It's just getting stronger. And that's okay. Let it fade a little bit. So what if you get frustrated? So what if you have a moment that's off, out of alignment, off course? That's okay. So what? It's actually on course because it is giving you feedback into what you don't want. You think, oh, yeah, I can do that better next time. That's okay. Let it go. And then just know that you're going to come back around to it. Next week, we're going to talk about how you're going to bed at night too. So I invite you to just take a breath and say, I am here now. I know it is just coming back to the basics of an affirmation. I am here now. Say it out loud. Say it out loud. I can't hear you. There you go. I am here now. I love it. It feels good. I am here now. I was just listening to something about how we are created to look forward, not backward. And so allow yourself to keep looking forward. Be here now. Look forward. It's all going to be okay. It truly, truly is. And use your power of your voice. Don't forget our mind, our voice, our perspective, our shifts. We have so much power in how we create our world, our life, our reality. That's right, because we have the power to create it. I'm a huge believer. Thank you so much for being here today. I am working on a whole new system of getting these episodes out, and I'm just so grateful to still be doing it, looking forward, and figuring out what's next, and just breathing. I am here now. If you can leave a review, that would be awesome. Please do. And email me if you have any thoughts, any questions, amy@amyedwards.com. Subscribe to the newsletter on my website or on my link tree on any of my socials. It's right there at the top. You can subscribe. And we will keep you up to date on what's going on and my best of shows that are coming out. And I'm just, I'm just thrilled to keep doing this and put my voice out there because I want to help everyone have their voice rise as high as possible and be their best selves. And that's what I'm always working on too. I love you so much. I'm here now. You are here now. We are here now, right now, together. Have a beautiful day. I love you so much. And share this with a friend if you thought of somebody. Maybe I can talk about it or something, or maybe you want to get sober together. Who knows? Reach out to me and tell me, please, if you are. I want to know. That's so exciting, right? So let's just keep the momentum going. Have a beautiful day, and please subscribe to the show if you haven't. I love you so much. So grateful. Till next time.